No, fuck the listeners to the podcast. Yes, it's... no, I'm sorry. Welcome, the listeners. It's schlock. It's unashamed populist schlock. It's... The original model for the show was 24. I was watching 24 and I thought the terrorists are ridiculous in this. They should replace them with something more interesting like zombies. I'm a big zombie fan. And then a few weeks later, I was watching Big Brother and I thought, ooh, that's the perfect setting, in the way that in Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, a shopping mall was the perfect setting. What better setting could there be for what essentially becomes a siege movie than the Big Brother house? So... that's what it is. It's not The Wire. I mean, I'm known for championing things like The Wire. You couldn't get more far removed from The Wire than this. This is unashamedly populist, but at the same time, hopefully, also really extreme and appalling.
It's hard to ask this question without inviting the obvious joke, but there's not a lot of horror on television. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Because the minute I'd sort of had the idea, it wouldn't go away. Because I just kept thinking, I don't think there's been a zombie TV show, certainly before. And there hasn't been that much horror. And I used to love things like Hammer House of Horror, you know, and also things like Tales of the Unexpected and the Twilight Zone, which delved into horror a lot and gave you a real... You know, there's some really chilling, nihilistic stories going on there. You don't often see those sorts of things. You get the ghost stories for Christmas that they sometimes do, and BBC Four, I know, has revived some of those. But you don't get that much nihilistic unpleasantness and horror on TV. Not enough, certainly, apart from on the news. So I thought it was time that, you know, that we had something more like that on screen. In fact, weirdly, the only show that comes close to doing... kind of horror, really, I think, has been Doctor Who, when it's done like out-and-out horror episodes, like Blink, which is an amazing episode. You know, that's the sort of nerve you want to tickle.
Do you have to follow horror rules when you do horror? I noticed that particular rule that you have is that to kill the zombies, you have to bash them about the head. Is that a rule in horror?
There are some certain rules with zombies, yes, definitely. One thing also is nobody in the show ever refers to them as zombies. That's another very important rule. And they don't know the rules in advance. It's not like Scream or all postmodern where they go, oh, this is a bit like Dawn of the Dead, basically. We were keen to differentiate ourselves from things like Shaun of the Dead, which was another... I mean, we're a comedy, horror, thriller sort of mix, and that was too. But in that, you know, and I loved Shaun of the Dead, but in that they were kind of aware that they were in a zombie film. So we were keen to do something slightly different where, you know, they take it seriously within the situation. Obviously, our zombies run, and I know that George Romero, who's kind of the godfather of zombie movies, has been very critical of the modern trend for running zombies, because he says that if a zombie ran... its ankles would break because of rigor mortis. But frankly, you're talking about someone that's come back from the dead, so you're not really within the realms of documentary. So, with all due respect, fuck what he thinks.
Do you have... obviously, you spend a large part of your career as a critic. Mm. Now, do you expect... as a critic and then as a writer, for your work, your television work, to be criticised disproportionately because of that?
Probably to some extent, and that's probably a bit of a shame. I think people, you know, I don't think people should have, in a large sense, my involvement with this is kind of a red herring, in a way, for what the actual show is, I think. I mean, you know, if people come to it and overthink everything that's going on, I think they've probably come away slightly confused. I don't really know. I mean, it's difficult because I was sort of working in telly before I was writing about it. And so, you know, obviously I've done other things. You know, I did Nathan Barley. We got some negative press for that. And I never sort of thought, oh, people are having a go because I've been involved. I think they just sort of didn't get it. And then obviously it came out on DVD and picked up and everybody realised that we were right and they were completely wrong. But no, I don't know. I mean, hopefully people will totally ignore my name in the credits and kind of make of it what they will. And really, with something like this, it's such a huge collaboration. It's really more down to, you know, the cast and, you know, the Maggie Bowden, the script editor, was, you know, a massive help to me because I've not written something like this before. Jan Demange, the director, did an amazing job, I think, of doing something... because we had, you know, the budget for a digital TV show and we were trying to make something that kind of felt like a film. And I really think he pulled it off. I think he's done an amazing job. And he had a lot of input in the way the thing was shaped as well. He came in, because I'd written the first two episodes when we got him on board, and he came in, he read the first episode, he loved it, he read the second episode, and he was kind of like, what's this? which is rubbish.
Well, he was effectively sort of said it was rubbish, and I was like, who the fuck's this guy? But it sort of spurred you on, and you end up, you know, just kind of rewriting it. So he was a massive influence over how the whole thing went. So if it's a success, it's really, you know, not down to me in any way, and if it's a massive failure, it's not down to me either.
I was going to say, I think you meant to say that the other way around.
Yeah. No, both. Although, yeah, no, if it's a massive failure, I'll commit suicide.
All right. I guess it depends who's doing the criticising, because, you might take particular pleasure from being criticised by the Daily Mail, for example.
I suppose I might do, but I hope they like it, and then it basically changes their entire worldview, and then they commit suicide. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they'll like it. It's weird. I'm not sort of... I didn't write it with any particular person in mind, I suppose. I was just kind of... You know, I know that's a cliche, writing to please yourself, but I really was. I think there's a lot of TV these days is fashioned towards a demographic. And I know this is going out on E4, which is obviously a youth-skewed channel, but, you know, I'm 37. I'm not a youth by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a tottering old man, and I watch it.
I was going to say, you mentioned television and demographics. There's a lot of that now. You've been being a critic for a while. Do you get the impression that television is broadly... I know it's a terrible question to ask, broadly better or worse since you started out as a critic?
Oh, it's a difficult one. Actually, I would say in the last few years there's been... I think certainly when I started around 2000, there was a massive explosion of reality shows, and everybody was... that was the new thing. You know, and they were fine for... they were fine for a while, but then there were so many of them and they were getting commissioned ahead of other things. And I think people got a bit, tired of it, basically. And now you've seen a research... I think you can't... It's difficult to underestimate the influence that the revival of Doctor Who had. I think that's really important. And there was a real populist show that appealed to a huge range of people and really sort of shifted the landscape, I think, in a way, showed that there was an appetite for drama that wasn't just about child abuse and sink estates, basically. You know, the decent drama didn't have to be about those sorts of issues. There was nothing wrong with doing big populist drama that had an idea to it that wasn't just it's set in a police station or it's set in a hospital.
You mentioned Doctor Who in a few of the episodes and 24. I guess we know about a lot about what you don't like because you write a lot about that. What are your influences, things that you like and your favourite stuff at the moment?
In terms of what I kind of like overall, I do like sitting down and munching my way through a massive box set of something like... I mean, Mad Men was something I picked up on belatedly after it had been out on TV. I kind of got the box set because everyone was banging on about it. You know, things like that, I think, are just incredible. I think there's, in that respect, that's been a big shift in that you get more long arc stories being told now in TV. And, you know, they're richer than a lot of films. So I think in that respect, really, I don't think we've seen TV dramas of the likes of the ilk of Mad Men or The Wire or The Sopranos really before. So, you know, in that respect, TV, you could argue, is better than it's ever been. And there's also other aspects in which you could say it's kind of worse than it's ever been. It's just, I think there's more... It's kind of like America. I've just been on holiday to America. You go to America and you think, this has got... You could be somewhere like San Francisco, which is one of the most progressive cities on Earth. It's a beautiful place. There's also a massive homeless problem. And you kind of think they've got the best and the worst. You know, there's a wide extreme. And I think that's kind of where TV is at the moment.
Finally, I won't be forgiven, I don't think, if I don't ask, are you going to do anything else with Chris Morris? There have been rumours of a comedy featuring Yorkshire jihadists.
I don't know. I mean, we've been discussing some things, sort of not really connected with that, actually. Which are so amorphous at the moment, I can't really discuss them. When you're doing stuff with Chris, it's a bit like you're discussing it in the way that you might discuss any notion at 3 a.m. with anybody, and then suddenly it's sort of happening. So you never quite know at what point anything you're discussing is actually going to be. Suddenly it's like it slides into production and you didn't really notice, and then it's on air. Well, so very possibly.